AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Part of the Department of Homeland Security will shut down at midnight tonight unless Congress approves the money to keep it open. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
Facing a midnight deadline to avoid a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security, House Republicans appear ready to approve a three-week funding bill. It would not include language blocking the president's executive action on immigration that many conservatives have insisted on. The Senate's funding bill would cover the agency through the end of the fiscal year, and while Senate Democrats don't like the short-term approach, they've indicated they'll go along. They expect the president would sign the measure, which would keep the agency completely operational. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Now that we know who Jihadi John is, the widow of a British man killed by John's group of Islamic militants is speaking out. Durgana Hayes says he ought to go to trial. In her words, people of his kind believe death in combat is an honor. So she says he should be captured and taken to court. Jihadi John has been identified as Mohammed Emwazi, a London-raised university graduate in his mid-20s. Here at home, folks in the Carolinas are hoping the snow melts today. Some parts of North Carolina had 8 inches of snow. Bianca Johnson had to get her car towed after she spun out in Raleigh.
I was driving less than 40 miles per hour in the middle lane, and then all of a sudden my car just started sliding, and it spun around a good 3 times before smashing into the guardrail. The guardrail is the only thing that stopped my car.
Thousands of homes in the Carolinas don't have electricity because of the snowstorm. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush speaks this afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in the Washington area. The one Tea Party activist is urging people to walk out on him. William Temple said he's tired of CPAC inviting non-conservatives to speak. This is AP Radio News. The truck driver who turned onto the railroad tracks moments before a California commuter train crashed into it is out of jail, released last night. Prosecutors are deciding whether to pursue criminal charges against 54-year-old Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez. Federal investigators say he made a mistake turning onto the tracks, but they don't yet know why. NTSB investigator Robert Sumwalt says he turned just ahead of a roadway onto an opening that led to the rail tracks.
Where a driver could have perceived that opening in the sidewalk as being an opening to a street. So that's one of the many things that we want to do. We want to understand what human factors could have led someone to think that this was a street.
Season 3 of Netflix's wildly popular House of Cards debuted this morning, one of more than 20 original series or movies that Netflix is scheduled to show this year. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.